Welcome to the Zach on Leadership podcast. I'm your host, Zach Hughes. Today's episode is entitled, Can You Really Take a 2-Week Vacation? I just got back from a 2-week vacation. A common reaction I get is, wow, how did you pull that off? I didn't always do this. I started taking 2 to 3 week vacations annually about 9 years ago. The thing that triggered it was the purchase of an RV for our family of 6. Sure, you can take your RV out for the weekend, and we do, but if you really want to use it for what it's capable of, you need contiguous blocks of time. We started dreaming about the places we should go, and year after year, we made our plans. Using PTO. Most professionals I know struggle to use their PTO. They are passionate about their jobs, committed to their cause, and frankly have a hard time letting go of it. Professionally, I'm right there. There's another very important role in my life. I'm a family man. I'm a husband to a wife of 23 years and a father to our 4 kids, ranging in age from 10 to 18. Here's the conclusion I came to. I would never steal from my company by embezzling funds. That would be unethical. I decided that I should never let my earned PTO go unused. If I did that, I'd be stealing time from my family. You may not see it that way, but that's how I see it. Blocks of time. It's relatively easy to take Fridays off during the summer and the week between Christmas and New Year's. It's quite difficult to take a block of 2 to 3 weeks off in one shot, but it can be done and it's worth the effort. Here's what I do. I plan in advance, usually 4 to 5 months in advance, sometimes even longer. I communicate in advance. People know that I'll be out and can plan their schedules accordingly. I delegate and empower key leaders who can take care of anything that comes up in my absence. This leader is on point, acting as my agent. That on-point leader and my boss can call me on vacation if they need to, but my phone rarely rings. I've probably fielded 3 to 4 phone calls on vacation in the last 9 years, and always from the leader that I've empowered who needs a little help. My boss hasn't yet. Lose the guilt trip. Yes, there's a mental element to this. You'll feel guilty for leaving for 2 to 3 weeks, but get over yourself and just do it. Here's a stark truth to remember. If things go smoothly while I'm out, that earns me the opportunity to take another long vacation next year. If everything falls apart when I'm out, then I messed up something above. So far, that hasn't happened, but it's a strong motivator for me to do it well. Now, some of you need a little inspiration. You think to yourself, I'm not sure what I'd do for 2 to 3 weeks. Well, that's up to you, but I'll share what we've done over the past 9 years. 1. Badlands, Black Hills, Yellowstone, and Grand Teton. 2. Northern Rockies, Glacier in Montana, Banff, Yoho, and Jasper in Canada. 3. Northeast, from Virginia to Maine, then Niagara Falls. 4. Southwest, 9 national parks across Arizona, Utah, and Colorado. 5. Southeast, Missouri down to Louisiana, over to Florida, and up to North Carolina. 6. Pacific Northwest, Lake Tahoe, Redwoods, Crater Lake, Rainier, Olympic, North Cascades. 7. Alaska, Anchorage, Denali, Seward, and Homer. 8. Costa Rica. This one wasn't an RV trip. I went to San Jose, Tamarindo, and La Fortuna. 9. California. Hoover Dam, Joshua Tree, San Diego, Sequoia, Kings Canyon, Yosemite, and Lassen. That's it so far. We've camped in 49 states, visited 41 national parks, and already scheduled Hawaii for next year. If any of those itineraries inspire you, hit me up and I'll gladly share more details with you. That's all for this week's episode of the Zach on Leadership podcast. Thanks for listening.